知行英语。Listen and share.
Morrow Road, 某林路。Now, this information was given to me very quickly.And when my mother stressed to me that she wanted to leave, I nodded to the woman in the nightgown and got into the vehicle. After we began to drive back to the stables, I told my mother what I was given. Until that night, I hadn't really heard of one particular story of the haunting, but many that blended together. My mother then told me what she knew of the deaths.It follows. The father was away somewhere, and the mother heard the dog barking frantically outside. So she went out to see what was wrong. She found her two kids in the pond. Maybe they had drowned. And she froze to death that night. Later, when the dad came home and found them all dead, he stayed outside and froze. That's how she told it to me.And as she spoke, the information that I had been given made more sense. The woman also spoke to me while my mother and I was driving and asked for me to set the record straight so that she could move on. And I'll be honest when I say that I'm not sure exactly what she meant by that or how she'd like me to do it. I intend to do some investigating into the Marine City records.And see how much of the information that I was given is accurate. I, personally, would like to see a picture of the family if possible, just to verify the accuracy for myself. As for my mother, well, she agreed that she'd like to go back at another time, when the weather is warmer and with more people.
这时我感觉到信息灌输得非常快，而妈妈却郑重地向我说她想离开。我便朝那个身穿睡衣的女人点了点头，钻进了车子。一直到那天晚上，我还从未真正地听说过一个细节如此充分的鬼故事，听到的往往是一些大杂烩。在车上，妈妈将她所知道的死因告诉了我。他说，那时孩子的父亲在外地，母亲在家里听到狗在外边发了疯似的狂叫。当他出去打探究竟时，发现自己的两个孩子已经死在水池里，也许是溺水而死，而这位母亲也在那天晚上被冻死。之后父亲回家了，他发现老婆孩子都已经死了，便也待在外边冻死了。这些是妈妈告诉我的。随着妈妈叙述的深入，我被灌输的信息也越来越形象，越来越直观。就在妈妈和我在驾车的时候，那个女人还在跟我说话，并且要求我弄清真相，这样她就可以采取进一步措施。我确实不明白她什么意思，或者为什么会让我去做这件事。不过，我还是打算对滨海城的档案做些调查。看看我所掌握的信息可信度究竟有几成。就我个人而言，则更希望能看到这一家人的照片，以确定自己的判断是否正确。而我妈妈，怎么说呢？她同意在别的时间，天气变暖时，会带上更多的人，再光顾此处。
现在我们来逐句对照的听一次故事原文和译文。
Now, this information was given to me very quickly. 这时我感觉到信息灌输得非常快。And when my mother stressed to me that she wanted to leave, I nodded to the woman in the nightgown and got into the vehicle.
而妈妈却郑重地向我说她想离开。我便朝那个身穿睡衣的女人点了点头，钻进了车子。
After we began to drive back to the stables, I told my mother what I was given. Until that night, I hadn't really heard of one particular story of the haunting, but many that blended together. My mother then told me what she knew of the deaths. It follows.
一直到那天晚上，我还从未真正地听说过一个细节如此充分的鬼故事。听到的往往是一些大杂烩。在车上，妈妈将她所知道的死因告诉了我。她说
The father was away somewhere, and the mother heard the dog barking frantically outside.
那时，孩子的父亲在外地，母亲在家里听到狗在外边发了疯似的狂叫。
So she went out to see what was wrong. She found her two kids in the pond. Maybe they had drowned. And she froze to death that night.
当她出去打探究竟时，发现自己的两个孩子已经死在水池里，也许是溺水而死，而这位母亲也在那天晚上被冻死。
Later, when the dad came home and found them all dead, he stayed outside and froze.
之后父亲回家了，他发现老婆孩子都已经死了，便也待在外边冻死了。
That's how she told it to me. And as she spoke, the information that I had been given made more sense.
这些是妈妈告诉我的。随着妈妈叙述的深入，我被灌输的信息也越来越形象，越来越直观。
The woman also spoke to me while my mother and I was driving and asked for me to set the record straight so that she could move on.
就在妈妈和我在驾车的时候，那个女人还在跟我说话，并且要求我弄清真相，这样她就可以采取进一步措施。
And I'll be honest when I say that I'm not sure exactly what she meant by that.Or how she liked me to do it.
我确实不明白她什么意思，或者为什么会让我去做这件事。
I intend to do some investigating into the Marine City records and see how much of the information that I was given is accurate.
不过，我还是打算对滨海城的档案做些调查，看看我所掌握的信息可信度究竟有几成。
I, personally, would like to see a picture of the family if possible, just to verify the accuracy for myself.
就我个人而言，则更希望能看到这一家人的照片，以确定自己的判断是否正确。
As for my mother, well, she agreed that she'd like to go back at another time, when the weather is warmer and with more people.
而我妈妈怎么说呢？他同意在别的时间，天气变暖时，会带上更多的人，再光顾此处。
讲解一下相关的语言点。
Stress, 强调，相当于 emphasize。
例如 ，I must stress。That we haven't much time.
我必须强调我们没有多少时间了。这个词还可以表示压力，比如现代人的生活都面临着很大的压力，就可以说
We are facing stress now.
Drown, 淹死，淹没。
She fell overboard and was drowned.
她从船上掉入水中，淹死了。
Be drowned in 是一个词组。
表示沉浸在，沉迷于，如同 be lost in。 比如说
My father is drowned in fishing.
我爸爸对钓鱼很着迷。
Personally,
就我个人而言，我们也可以说
As far as I'm concerned.
比如说
Personally, I don't care.
就个人而言，我不介意。
As for 表示至于、关于。
类似的词组还有 with regard to, 或者是 as to。
比如说 ,as for my past, I'm not telling you anything.
关于我的过去，我什么都不会告诉你。
好了，故事今天就先讲到这儿，谢谢收听。
知行英语提醒您，学英语要锲而不舍。